This is interview number 3 with Adele Hernandez Milligan, recorded on January 20th, 1981, for the Rose the Riveter Revisited project. Interviewer is Sherna Gluck.
He was working for,
what the off last time was you'd already quit and you started ushering, and you talked about then moving up. In the theater. But I wanted to ask you first, in terms of when you made the changeover into ushering, how you felt about that kind of work compared to the factory work you'd been doing.
Well, I think I liked it more, you know, because it was cleaner, for one thing. And it was a little glamorous, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was... you were more in contact with the public mm-hmm. then mm-hmm. than you were with the working for Lockheed, yeah. You know. But, I think I enjoyed it more.
And what was if I remember in those days, usherettes wore uniforms, right?
Uniforms.
What was your uniform like?
Well, I started as an usherette at the Los Angeles Theater. And they were, of course, they were long pants.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. They were like palazzo pants, mm-hmm. but they were a hard material. So, in other words, they were creased, you mm-hmm. know, real wide legs. And then they had the long pants. Then they had an inside jacket, short. With a little zipper, and then you had a not a cape. That wasn't a cape. Then the usherettes only wore another top jacket. The inside was like a blouse.
Like a
well, no, this was the inside was like a blouse. It had a silk material. It was mm-hmm. made out of silk mm-hmm. material. Had a zipper. I think it had like an elastic. Mm-hmm. You know, here. The zipper, short sleeves. And then, of course, for winter or when it was colder, we had a top jacket. Also, my was a wee just a wee bit longer.
Mm-hmm, like about hip.
Yes, not quite. Mm-hmm. You know, it was at the wide. Now that it was like a like you say, like a vest, but mm-hmm. it was it would have the long sleeves, mm-hmm. straight long sleeves. And it had a wide lapel. The inside did not have, it was just like a, you know, just came up to here. I think it had a tiny little collar inside there. And it had a little round collar. And then the zipper. And,
what color was it?
The ones in, at the Los Angeles Theater where, like a I believe they had different colors for different theaters, mm. if I'm not mistaken. Well, the inside was a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But they were I imagine it was not quite a blue, like a blue green. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a blue green, if I'm not mistaken.
And
it's a pretty color.
Did you have
cap? No.
Mm-hmm.
No caps.
And what sort of shoes would you wear?
Like an Oxford type.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you walk so much, you know.
Now, was it all women, or were there also men ushers?
No, they were all women. The Los Angeles Theater. No, they were all women.
Mm-hmm.
Except the managers, the assistant managers, they were men, you know, at the beginning, you know. Of course, they'd lay
and over. There you were a straight usherette where you would show people to their seats with the flag.
Direct people to the, first, like I said, I started in an aisle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the bottom of the, mm-hmm. the ladder, you know. Started in an aisle, and you used to go all the way and seek people all the way. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, everyone that came in, you'd just go, and of course, it was so busy at the time mm-hmm. that you'd be boom, 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 back and forth, or you'd take a group mm-hmm. of people. And but you were inside the aisles all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just standing way in the back.
Now, was there any live entertainment there? Or was it just movies?
No. At the Los Angeles, just movies.
Mm-hmm. And if you were at the Los Angeles when the war ended, you said?
Now, I was at the Los Angeles Theater when President Roosevelt died.
Mm-hmm. So that'd be in April 45.
In 45. So I was there.
So it was probably the end of 44 that you
I think
quit.
So.
That's when a lot of
production
went
down. Yeah, it just went down.
Yeah.
You know. So I was at the Los Angeles Theater.
What was that like when that happened? Do you recall?
Very sad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that it hit people very hard, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the theater closed for, in respect, you know, for
mm-hmm.
his death. And
you mentioned was before that you were there, VJ Day, which was right in downtown L.A., and it was pandemonium.
Yes.
Can
uh-huh.
you describe what that
well,
was?
Well, now that, I wasn't at the Los Angeles Theater then. I was at the Orpheum, Million Dollar Theater.
Oh.
They had just bought that theater.
Is that up on
now, Broadway? That was way up on 3rd and Broadway,
mm-hmm.
I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that was way up there. Uh-huh. Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I haven't been into Los Angeles.
I remember going by it at the Grand Central Market.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the Los Angeles Theater, though, the furthest you got was as the Spock girl.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then what made you make the move away from
that? Well, when they bought the other theater, they needed another, a head usherette.
So mm-hmm.
yes. And I was just selected as one of them, you know.
Now, was that considered a promotion then?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, you know, a promotion. You went up to head Spock girl.
Mm-hmm.
Big deal, you know, but anyway.
And were you still working daytime hours?
I think that I worked toward evening
mm-hmm.
when I moved to, because it was at night when, it just broke loose,
What happened exactly?
Well, I remember that the manager and myself, we were putting up the marquee because everybody just went kaflooey, you know, and I was with them. Well, is that on?
We could always,
on
the transcript,
oh,
yeah. We could always do that.
Because I was going with him mm-hmm. at the time, and so I was still waiting for him, and he would drive me home,
mm.
you know. So he and I were trying to put up that marquee, and they almost knocked him off the ladder. You know, I mean, it was just everybody was just wild out, just yelling and
yeah.
screaming and just having a ball.
Were you able to leave? Because I've heard stories about people being stuck somewhere for 24 hours that you just couldn't get anywhere.
Yeah, well, by the time that we left,
mm.
you know, it was because that was. Well, we had to wait till the theater closed
mm-hmm.
before we changed the marquee. So mm-hmm. that was after 11:30.
Oh.
So by the time that we left, I don't know, around 1, I guess it had quieted
mm-hmm.
down. It's hard for me to remember, really, but I just remember that incident,
yeah.
you know.
Now, were you still living at home at this time?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I lived at home until I got married.
Oh. Now, what was your social life like then, working those kinds of hours and being down? I mean, it took you, in a sense, you were more isolated working down there in terms of not working around a lot of other people compared to your other jobs.
Well, I'm trying to think of still working for the theaters when we used to go to Gardena so much.
Mm-hmm. So it would probably be the same group of young people that you've been known since you came to Los Angeles almost.
Mm-hmm. I think that was in between, you know, I think that when I was, we used to go so much with the Gardena girls, I think it was when before I started working for the theaters, and then just a little bit after, because then I started going with the people that I met at, that's all you need is a blowing of the nose. Then I started going.
Oh, with the other.
Well, yeah, with, you know, some of the girls that worked at the theater.
And so
going to the movies.
Of the men who worked at the theater.
Yes. Yes.
Now, what were the other women like who worked at the theater? Where were they from?
Well, some were from. Now, we had quite a few Spanish girls then working for the theaters. There was, I remember, there was an Ochoa, like my mother's maiden, you know, maiden name. Just think of her name, for heaven's sake. And there was another girl. But they were, when I was working for the theaters, I never got too close to any of them, really. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe we'd go to the movies. Mm-hmm. You know, go to the movies, and worked at the theater, but loved the movies. So we used to, we used to just go to the movies all the time. Uh-huh. I used to love to go to the movies or go during my lunch hour, and just, well, of course, we would go in free, see, because they own most of the theaters downtown, Metropolitan theaters. So we'd just go in free, you know. Just
now,
go
how
in
about
anything.
Dancing?
You know that. I never did care. Well, I used to go to dances a lot, like during the war. Mm-hmm. And but after I started working for the theaters, I really didn't go too much to the dances. Mm-hmm. I used to go with this one manager, you know, mm-hmm. and so we didn't go to too many dances, just with a different.
What sorts of things would you do when you would go out with him?
Well, we'd go horseback riding, a group of them, you know, from some of the managers, I remember. I would go to see stage plays, you know. We saw the Brigadoon, My Fair Lady, and all of that type of thing. And we'd go to foreign movies. We'd went to Catalina several times, I think. Go to the racetrack. You know, I mean, things
like that. Daytime, a lot of daytime.
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. But, see, we work together, you know.
Yeah.
So we'd go from work, different places, you know. I mean.
Now, he was essentially your first more steady boyfriend, then,
yes.
Wasn't he?
Yes.
Now, what was he like?
What was he like? Is that thing on?
It's on, no, but we could take anything out.
You better. Well, he was a Jewish fellow. Mm-hmm. And come to think of it now, I don't think he was very good looking. You know, he was not very tall either. But I liked him quite a bit. Mm-hmm. But I think at that time, especially strict Jewish families, you didn't marry out of your faith, you know. So I think we were way ahead of our time, I guess. Mm-hmm. And now, even Sammy Davis Jr. is Jewish, you know, that type of thing. But
so did you? How serious was the relationship? Were you planning on marrying, or had you talked about it?
Well, like I said. You know, I mean, that he had a very strict, you know, family, and things back enough, yeah. Anyway, it's, I don't know, it just, time just kept on going.
But the family knew you. Had you met
I had met the mother, and he had a brother and a sister. Mm-hmm. There she was back. He's somewhere, I forgot where.
And how about your family? Did they know him?
Yeah.
How did
they
feel about it?
They, you know, didn't feel any different. Mm-hmm. That was a strange relationship, really. Because, like I said, that I did, you know, care for him quite a bit. Mm-hmm.
But it looked like it couldn't go anywhere because of the circumstances.
Yeah. Mm. But it just kept, the time just kept going. I went with him for 8 years.
Mm. Oh, so the whole time, basically, they were working at the theater.
Yeah, the whole time.
Well, that must have been difficult then.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, it was. But then eventually I just decided this is, I got to be 36 years old, you know. I said, well, this isn't, no, 35, I guess. Mm-hmm. And this isn't getting us anywhere. And I just called him one day. That's it. Goodbye, you know, and never answered again or never called again or anything.
But didn't you still see him at the theater?
He had left.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He had left the theaters.
Oh.
He went, as a matter of fact, he went to another.
Uh-huh.
I guess at that time, I suppose that the theaters were kind of going down, you know,
mm-hmm.
not
right.
what it was at the very beginning. I mean, everybody went to the movies. Mm-hmm. And I forgot really why he left, to tell you the truth. But he went to, I think he was an assistant manager there. That's why I say.
Oh, and then he became
manager. Yeah, he became manager to foreign films in Westwood, I believe.
Now, you say, you know, after by the end of 8 years, you were almost 36. What, was there pressure on you at all to marry?
No.
I mean, here you're 36. How are you able to have children if you don't marry soon?
No.
You didn't get any. Now, what happened in terms of your job at the theater? What kind of changes did you go through there?
Well, I said then I went to, when I went to the Million Dollar Theater, and then that didn't do so good. I guess it was way off the beaten path. Mm-hmm. So that didn't do so good. And then they started with foreign films, Mexican films, mm-hmm. I think. So I moved down to the Olympic Theater.
And that's
right off Broadway on 8th Street.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's still, there's a May Company, and right across from the May Company was a little theater where they'd showed old movies.
Mm.
And they did more business there than they would than the other, you know, old-time movies. Not old-time, you know, but older movies.
And what did your job change?
I went there as a, as the head usherette, I guess you'd call, but it was a very small theater, so then I went into cashiering.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to cashier, and when, you know, cashier wasn't there, I used to cashier, mm-hmm. and then assistant to the assistant manager, I guess.
Mm. Now, will cashiering be one step further up than usherette?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. I think it was, between usherette, but I don't know about the head spot girl, you know, what, because the usherettes, I mean the... Now, the cashiers, they could wear their own clothes.
Mm. And did they make more money than the...
I'm trying to think. There wasn't much, you know. But I think that they did a little bit.
Were you keeping your own money, or were you giving some of
it? No. I used to give... I think I was making $27 a week, I believe. Mm. I used to give Mama 20.
Mm.
And keep the 7, and because by that time my dad had left.
Mm.
See, so during the war, when we were working, I mean, when we were working for Lockheed, we were buying bonds,
mm-hmm.
which was my oldest brother, Angie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Teresa was still in school, so it was my oldest brother, myself, and Angie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we worked... Those are the three that worked for the Lockheed or whatever, and we were buying bombs once a month. I guess you bought them. So when we moved to 43rd Place, my dad had already left.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, you know, we, like I said, what I said about, you know. But anyway, my dad had already left, so it just left my mother, us working. My mother never worked a day in her life. She never worked. and my little sister, which is Teresa. Now, she was still in school. So when we moved from that, we were renting, I guess, or had bought it and my dad left. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so when we moved to 43rd Place, we cashed in all our bonds and bought Mother the house.
I see.
And we bought her that house. So, like I said, she never worked.
Yeah.
So we were supporting mm-hmm. the house, you know. So all the time that we worked, I think I was making $27 a week, and I gave Mama 20.
And when you were working at the theater, who else was at home? Were the others still
by
there?
That time, well, my brother had already married. Mm-hmm. By that time, of course, Teresa started to work.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just still, you know, just, and then it was just Angie.
Three girls.
Yeah, uh-huh. They're three girls.
Mm-hmm.
But what you paid then, you know, yeah. I mean, so and my mother was a very good very good mm-hmm. manager. You know.
So you weren't saving money?
No, not really, no, Though I did have a little, I think it was $100 or so when I got married in the bank. Yeah, because like I said, you know, that you didn't, it was 10 cents to go from 111th
yeah.
Street to downtown.
Yeah.
You know, so it was 10 cents. And you could eat lunch, you know, with less than a dollar. So there's a difference,
yeah.
you know, that you could. And you could manage very well. Mm-hmm. And my mother, like I said, she was a very good manager. And whenever we needed it, I mean, I don't know where she got the money, but she always had it, you know, if we needed
mm-hmm.
it.
Now, so. The time, by the end of the 8 years when you broke off the relationship with this man, what were your ideas about your future? What did you think, or what did you want to do?
Well, by that time, I think could be, without knowing, I suppose, that it was time for me to get married,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had my fling. I had a good time. I always went to the very best places. I
mm-hmm.
saw everything. So I think that I was about to settle down, you know, and I thought, well, this isn't getting me anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, it wasn't long since I met my husband.
Now, how did you meet your husband?
He worked for He worked for the vending company,
mm-hmm.
but he worked for Stuber Service here in Long Beach. They have the machines at the college, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that's the now it's not called Stuber Service. What is it called? Well,
Servomation.
Yeah.
So they would service the machines at the theater.
That's where I met him.
I see.
Came in to service the machines
mm-hmm.
at the theater that we had. Coke, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So he's been in that kind of work for a long time because you said
27 years.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
And what?
Longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, for Servomation, he's been with him 27 years.
Yeah, but I mean, in that general line.
Yes, for over 30 years.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And what's he like? Can you describe him? Do you remember in terms of first meeting him?
He was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was a nice, very sweet, very nice fella. Different than the other, you know, I mean, in looks, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean. But so he started to come in, you know, and, you know, and I started to talk to him, and of course I was always there when he came in, and he started taking me to lunch, and so that just kept on, you know, like his Harold Stuber, you know, he used to always call him at home when I'd make, you know, the machine was out of order or something. I'd call over here, and he'd call him, and he says, Dale, go to the Olympic Theater. Go on and see that nice Mexican girl over there. Wow, go on. So he'd... He called me to go because I guess he had mentioned, you know, and of course Mr. Stuber would go sometimes and repair the machine, you know, at those years. And so I used to talk to him too there. But that said, he just kept, you know, just kept on going.
How long did you see each other and go out before you?
Not very long,
mm-hmm.
about 6 months.
Uh-huh.
And then we just got married.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did your family feel about
Well, it's just my mother by that time. Yeah. You know, I mean, she liked him because he was very nice. Mm-hmm. No, he's still a nice guy.
And it must have been hard for her, director, beginning to see her. Now all her daughters leave, even
though she wanted to get married. Yes. I'm trying to think. Well, by that time, my mother had a boyfriend, so it didn't make too much difference, I don't think, actually. You know, that it really didn't matter. And her mother, my goodness, she, poor little thing, she just went to dances. She had more evening gowns than I did.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. She sure did.
Now, so you got married in about
1954. 54, April.
Uh-huh. And what was your wedding like?
We eloped.
Oh.
Yeah, went to Yuma and got married. And that was the end of that.
How come you decided you eloped?
Well, I think that I thought I was just too old for all this nonsense.
Oh.
really. You know, and we just went to Yuma and got married. And, of course, when I met Dale's parents, you know, I mean, she was just like a second mother to me. She was just like a mother, you know. So she was a sweet lady.
Now, did you have any thought of continuing to work after you married? Or?
No, not really. I think that I had worked long enough. Because I had, you know, I mean, I had worked since I was 17, I guess, without stopping, you know. I mean, I worked all the time, here, there, whatever, but I worked all the time. So I think that I just figured this is, you know, I mean, I won't get married, I'm just, you know, no more of that stuff. So I just haven't worked since.
So your life changed rather dramatically then, really, didn't it?
Well, yes. I would think so.
How would you spend your days then, once you got married and were at home, compared to what your life had been like when you were working?
Well, you know, I adjusted very well. I really did. You know, I mean, I didn't miss it. I just stayed home and just cleaned house and... Well, I used to go to my mother's all the time, you know.
Where did you live when you first got married?
Long Beach, right off Pacific Coast Highway on Magnolia. There were some little courts there. I don't even know if they're still there.
You were renting?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We were renting. And then we moved to another... This is our first house that we bought. We rented, you know, for a few years, and we did.
Because you wouldn't have known very many people in that area then, did you?
No. No, we didn't know. Just my mother-in-law, because she lived in Long Beach.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. She lived right at the Circle, you know.
Off
No, no. A 10th in, what is 10th in Maine or something? It's called the Circle or something. 10th in... Oh, what's that street? But that's what it's called. It's called a circle because it is a circle.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what it is now, you know. Yeah. But she used to live in some apartment. Now, it's strange, but my mother-in-law, they never owned a home. They always rented.
Now, what were your